from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
put a sheet on you
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon. Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles. Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
they're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Good afternoon, everybody. Matt Steinmetz and Daryl the Guru Johnson with you.
Happy hump day, baby.
It is our all jacked up weekend presented by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. We're doing the afternoon. Bonte and Chasky are midday, and Willard and Dibs are now in the morning. And that goes back to the way it normally is on Monday.
Speaking of which, yeah. The morning, the streets said my man golfed early before work. So we got it. I expect a big show from you today.
Oh, well, I'm a little fatigued, as I always am at this time of the day. But I'll be all right. We got a lot to get into today.
Let's go.
We got, we're going to have some conversation on who's untouchable in the Bay Area for sure. We'll talk about Brandon Ayuk's trade request. But here's where I want to start.
Give it to me.
Now, I need to put some disclaimers on this, all right? Now, I may present a point of view today that I may not entirely subscribe to, but I can see what maybe others are feeling. And here's where I'll start,
all right?
Again, I'm pretend I'm like a defense attorney, okay? That I'm a public defender, and I have to represent this guy.
Yeah.
All right, here's where I'll start. Is it possible, Goo, that we've been looking at it a little bit wrong?
I can't wait to hear what it is. Go ahead.
As it relates to the Warriors, and it's this. Is Brandon Pajemski more coveted than Jonathan Kuminga? And is Brandon Pajemski more valuable to the Warriors than Jonathan Kuminga is?
Okay. So you're, I'm Ricky Henderson. I'm taking the first crack at it.
It's just a question so far. I'm just asking a question.
Pods, a friend of my son's down here, a friend of the program, a friend of the station. I love everything about him, his grit, his moxie, the year he had. But in no world, and we're not trying to pit these two dudes together, is he the equal to Jonathan Kuminga, who specimen is second to none. And the upside with those shoulders and the ability to come downhill, Pods would dream to have those basketball, that basketball, those gifts and that DNA. So there's no way from, I don't need to hear from anybody, my two eyes, to where that there's an equal or some other team would covet Pods, as smart as he is, over Kuminga and what I just mentioned. Partner, there's just no way. Don't tell me you believe that.
Well, I think there is a way, actually, and I think we might be seeing it.
Please explain, Roxy Bernstein.
Take a listen to this. This is Tim McMahon, and he works for NBA.com, I believe.
Educated speculation, I think Podziemski would have to be in the deal. Obviously, you're talking about a ton of picks. I don't know how much the Jazz would press on Kuminga. I do think, like, if Podziemski's not in the deal, there wouldn't be a deal.
I mean,
wow.
So look, this guy's covered the NBA.
Utah is Danny Ainge. Okay. All the basketball he's watched. And again, I'm not anti-Pods, but when you tell me he would be more coveted than the Kuminga, I like. So you're telling me Utah wants to build around Pods?
I wouldn't say build around.
But when I hear that in its totality, it's kind of alluding to that.
I
would want to hear, they don't think Kuminga could take that next jump or jumps.
Well, I think that's what you have to infer if that report is right.
Man.
And, you know, you use the term build around. And I'm sure if Danny Ainge trades for Podziemski, he's not going to say, we're building around Pods. We got our superstar. But I think if you ask Danny Ainge about Jonathan Kuminga, yeah, he'd be like, I'm not building around that guy. Doesn't know how to play yet.
Maybe what do you always say? He's only 21.
I know.
6'8", 220, all muscle.
I'm just telling you.
Jump out the gym.
There's another big, big, big component of this, and it's where they are at in their respective careers. And that is absolutely something that any other GM would have to look at. If you trade for Podziemski, you have him under control for as much as up to 4 more years. You have him under control.
So the contract, okay.
If you acquire Kuminga, you better love him enough that you're extending him for $40, $45 million a year for the next 4 years. And I could see how another GM would say, well, listen, I know Podziemski's not the greatest player in the world, but he's pretty good. Great rookie season, and he's making $4 million, then $5 million, then $7 million. Kuminga is still learning the game. How can I possibly invest $40+ million a year into Jonathan Kuminga if I am not sure of what he is?
But I hear you, but you know, your partner likes to gamble. The roll of the dice would be, to me, it's worth it, because if Jonathan Kuminga, he has superstar potential to me, Stani.
Okay, to
I don't
you.
Know if Pods has that.
I don't think he does.
So that would be, yeah, you save money and you got him under control, but the, you know, if I'm betting on the come, Jonathan Kuminga might be a perennial all-star with right. that body what, and explosiveness. Right. So it would be it would be worth the risk okay. for me to give him the, 180 or 200.
It's funny now you say that, and I'll tell you why. Because you've been in the school as it relates to Steph Curry, as I don't care about 2 or 3 future first-round picks. Tomorrow's not promised. We have no idea who those picks are going to be.
Okay.
And maybe they won't work out. There's a chance Kuminga won't work out.
Totally get it. But okay. in that scenario, it's Pods and Kuminga in their future. There is no, okay, you got to get it done in time enough to help Steph Curry or another superstar kind of in the twilight.
If you're asking me who I'm taking,
I am, Stein, and
I'm taking Kuminga. But okay. what I'm saying is, given all the circumstances and the truisms about the league and where Kuminga is at in his contract right now, I could totally see teams. I here's what I think. I'm not sure Kuminga's. I don't know if he's untouchable or not all with right. the Warriors. But I'll bet you there are a lot of teams out there that just look and say, yeah, no thanks.
Wow.
No thanks on Kuminga. How come? He's got a great upside. That's right. And that upside's great when he's the number seven pick in the draft. But he's still got an upside. And I don't know if I can give him 40.
Wow, man.
So you're ready to give him 45, like 40 million is now 4 for 160.
Well, what did I tell you? There's still some trepidation, but now we're talking about pods and we don't want to pit them together. We're not. They don't even play the same position. And again, I love me some pods. My thing is, I would rather pay Jonathan Kuminga predicated on, I know this dude, what he's already done, depending on how you grade that out there. But Stani, his gifts are second to none.
Right, and we've seen him for 3 years, and I'm not concerned with his basketball gifts. I'm more concerned with how does he fit on a winning team? Mm. Will he ever make teammates better? And what about all the things that he has to improve on? I don't know what he's going to turn into. I like him. I'm not saying let's go trade Kuminga.
Would you be shocked if he gets an extension before the summer's over? Stani, I think it's coming.
I don't know.
They don't have much else. As far as, like, it's not about predicting the future.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay. It's about what do you have for the future?
I'm going to tell you what I would do if I'm the Warriors. Why do you have to pay him this offseason? I don't get that.
To put him up, I know, here we go, we're not changing diapers. To put his mind at ease and let him know, Stiney, he's the future.
I'm not giving a guy 40 to 50 million to put his mind at ease. I'm giving a guy 40 or 50
to the extension.
I'm giving him 40 or 50 million because I think over the next 4 years, he's going to turn into a star.
Well, that, okay.
But that's the decision Mike Dunleavy's got to make. I don't know what he's going
to
do.
But I guess, well, I'll tell you this, though, to that. If an extension is done, forget what I just said. That's going to be the reason he got it, is they're banking on the 4 years, not about his mental.
Of course. No doubt.
But what's scary about all this, and we talked about it, and I want to get your thoughts on Podziemski being untouchable, Stani, just from a Warrior standpoint, do you think that's what the case is? What do the Warriors really got as far as Curry passing the baton to who? It can't, and I love Moody. I love Pods. But JK is, even if he doesn't hit, you can understand him getting the baton right now, Stani, because he meets you told me, 21.
Yeah, that's right. I'm out.
He just start playing. He could jump out the gym. I could see him being an all-NBA defender.
You can see him, but he's not that now. And the question isn't whether he can or not.
Yeah.
It's what are the odds that he can? And you said, well, you know, if you give him 40 and he doesn't pan out, you can live with that. No, you can't. You can't live with it if he doesn't turn into a star. Then you're in big trouble. And listen,
but then
again,
you're telling me the Warriors' future right now is murky.
In regards to, can I do my Klay Thompson?
But you know,
it is murky, Goo. They have no proven commodities other than Steph Curry and Draymond Green.
They
just don't.
But according to this report, the Warriors may have under their column, the one that matters, Pod's untouchable.
I wouldn't. Well, they might.
And I think that would be too strong.
That's obviously too strong a word. But I think there's a scenario in which the Warriors are saying, we're not going to move Pods.
Mm.
We're just not going to move him because he doesn't make a lot of money and he's already helped us a little bit as a rookie. Think about this, too. Brandon Podziemski, no matter what you think of him, and I got to check
this. Plays his ass off.
I got to check this, but I guarantee I'm right. There's no chance any rookie has played more under Steve Kerr than Brandon Podziemski.
Oh.
So let me ask you, why? How come?
Because it's wherewithal, his smarts.
All right.
But and I think, to his credit, Steiner, he out-rebounds dudes bigger than him.
Exactly.
Hard. Has he hit his ceiling?
So, no. Why would he have hit his ceiling? He's 20 years old, isn't he?
Yeah, but what if, I'm just like that, he may have it already. I don't know.
Why would Brandon Podziemski not improve?
I'm not saying improve. I'm saying I don't think he could be an all-star in this league. I don't think he can be a starter. He may be your one or your two this year, and I could be proven wrong.
So you're ready to rule out right now that he won't be a starter in the league?
No, if you were to bet me, no, because that could come just this November. He could be starting for the Warriors.
Okay.
Now we're talking about perennial starter in the league. I don't want to rob him of that.
I don't see him
as that, Stoney. I like the kid.
I understand that people...
They would go at him defensively, and I'm not saying he's a bad defender.
Yeah. The bottom line is... He played, how many minutes a game did he even play? 20 to 25 minutes.
Let him in plus minus.
On a 46-win team.
Yeah. I was going to say non-playoff team, but they won 46.
That's not bad.
And he let him in plus minus the whole year.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. Here's what we're getting into today. Is it really possible that the Warriors are more reluctant to move Pajemski than Kuminga? And is it even possible that other teams would rather have Pajemski than Kuminga for basketball reasons and contractual reasons? 888-957-9570. We're also going to get into what untouchable, like who is untouchable in the Bay Area? Professional sports. Like who would you not trade under any circumstances? In my way of thinking, that's a very, very short list, but I'd love to hear yours. 888-957-9570. Hey, we're giving away an autographed Klay Thompson jersey on Friday. Listen at 8:11 with Willard and Dibbs, 1:11 with Bonte and Chasky, and 5:11 with Steiny and Guru for your chance. That segment was also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Now back to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Mark Willard and Dan Dibley, here's Steiny and Guru.
Yeah, I'm just thinking off the top of my head, that's all.
Freestyle.
Talking about what I've been hearing the last few days about Pajemski. Utah apparently wants him. Heard from Anthony Slater, who writes for The Athletic, covers the Warriors. He didn't say that Pajemski was untouchable. I don't think there's
that
any
sound. Carter has thumbs up. Yep.
Yeah, here you go.
All right.
Here you go.
Let's hear a Slates.
I mean, they don't want to trade him. He is, you know, beloved organizationally. They think he has, like, winning qualities. And one of, I would say, the rare aspects of Pajemski compared to their other recent draft picks is not only, obviously, does the front office love the talent and draft him and want him to play, but the head coach, as a rookie, like, couldn't keep him off the floor, right? I mean, Steve Kerr's putting him in his best lineup last year. His plus-minus is great. He's raving about him, you know, as a rookie. So there is not much of an appetite for the Warriors to trade him. Now, again, like, if it comes down to a major trade and he is the swing piece, like, you know, sometimes you do have to give stuff up. We'll see. But yeah, they're not actively looking to move him. But part of the reason why he has an appeal not only to the Warriors, but on the market to a team like Utah, he's got three more years of very cheap money. You know, he's just entering year two of a four-year rookie deal, and he was the 19th overall pick. That's really cheap, you know, labor in a lot of ways. But that's also why the Warriors want to protect him.
Exactly.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's why the Warriors like him. See, I think one way to look at it is, I mean, I'd have to look, but Pajemski's probably making what? See, he was the 19th. He's probably making $3 or $4 million.
All right.
Well, he's better than a $3 or $4 million player right now.
No doubt about it.
So he's got he's outperforming his contract. How many Warriors are outperforming their contract?
I got you.
Steph? Draymond? I don't think so. Not right now.
When he's out there, but I'll give that
to you. Last 2 years, he has
and
not
Wiggins,
outperformed.
Hell no.
Wiggins, no.
So I see where you're going, and I want to read this to you from the YouTube chat, Jesse Rivas.
Mm-hmm.
Goo, don't forget the greatest Warrior ever is not known for Steph, his athletic abilities. I think you're giving JK too much credit based just on athleticism. I feel that. I'm not. Steph's got some athleticism, but he don't play above the rim. My point with JK is, Steiny, I believe the DNA and his physical attributes are what are going to be a part of if they decide to give him.
No doubt.
But that's
never give him that based on that.
Okay, no doubt.
Hell, give Darius Miles the max back in the day.
That's why Lacob told Aldridge and Marcus Thompson, Steiny, in the interview that Kuminga had a pretty good year. He made some leaps.
He absolutely did.
And when you keep hammering home Deion Sanders, he's 21. You keep saying, I'm like, damn, JK's still a pup.
Yep. You know who else is a pup? Scotty Barnes. He's 22.
Not his bank account.
Toronto just paid him 5 years, $225 million.
Damn,
you know who else is a puppy? Cade Cunningham.
How much they give him?
Five for $225.
If you're Kuminga, though, you got to be smiling that, okay, maybe I don't eclipse that when I'm going to be in the ballpark.
I don't know if I can. I just don't know if I can do that.
Well, it's on their radar, though, I mean, Steinie. It is.
Let me ask Warrior fans about that. Okay, we all like Kuminga.
Yeah.
We all like Kuminga a lot. Do you just give him a blank check like these other two guys?
Carter, would you do it? If it were up to you right now, would you extend him before you had to?
I think I probably would, yeah. I'm looking at the Franz Wagner number, too, because they were in the same draft class. I think he got
what's that one?
224?
Yeah, that's the max.
God, Steinie.
Five for 224. Barnes, Cunningham, and Wagner all got that.
I just don't see what we've seen thus far, even though I'm like, oh, he's got to get to feel handy and work on his handle. He's still impactful. Steinie, I think you got a bit. I think
well, those three guys are all better than
yeah,
him right now.
And I agree with that.
So I don't know. I think it's a
but all
I think
three
it's a
of those
one.
Guys have, what word am I, they don't have a Curry in front of them. Cade is open gym, you know, in Detroit. Wagner's part of a good young Orlando team, Steinie. And Barnes, it goes through him. Kuminga has to share. And the reason I bring that up is if it's about hollow numbers or just numbers, whatever you definitely, if you put Kuminga in a system with no Curry, he'll run up and down and would, you know what I mean?
It, on so paper, what, though? They'd lose.
Yeah, no doubt. But he would win in regard to, I can match those numbers that my guys in my class are putting up in other locales.
Yeah, I don't look at it like that. Like, I know Kuminga's numbers aren't going to be as good as those other guys because he doesn't quite play as much. But I don't know. That's a hefty number for a
it
guy.
Is.
And I'm here's the
but that's the going rate.
Not for me. Not for me. It isn't.
And then with IU too, right?
Well, we'll see.
Because he's watching his guys get paid.
But here's the thing. The reason I think there's a very, I don't know about good chance. The reason I think the Warriors may not extend Kuminga this year is because they can now tell Kuminga things have changed. You saw it firsthand with Klay Thompson. Things have changed.
So you don't have faith in me anymore, Joe?
It's not that. It's that we're not going to commit $40 million a year to you right now. We can't. We can't.
What's the difference in 1 year, Joe?
What do you mean?
Okay. So you're saying you don't know if I'm going to be around here?
I'm saying go prove it for another year.
Huh?
And by the way, don't give me that attitude because we have you under our control. So you better be careful.
You really believe teams might covet the IQ and the heart that Podziemski displays? Who is a more mature player? I hope that don't come off wrong. Than Kuminga right now, I believe, and knows his assignments better. You think there would be teams like we'll take him over just the roll of the dice with JK? I find it.
So here's the thing: it does. It's no longer a roll of the dice when he gets $40 million. So I could absolutely see. I don't know if it's a handful of teams, if it's half the league, it might be 25 teams that look at Jonathan Kuminga and say, boy, I like him, we like him, we like him. He's really athletic and he's got a big upside, but we don't know right now if we can pay him $40 million. There's too much of an unknown. But I'll tell you what we do
Charles
know.
Right on YouTube, there's no way JK is worth $40 million a year. But if that's the going rate, Steinie.
But that's the problem. That's where you make a mistake. If Scotty Barnes isn't a one, they're in trouble. They just are. And, like, I don't know. I'm different. Going rate? Those guys are all better than you, Kuminga. They're all better than you right now. So that's the other thing. What if you had to pay Kuminga on what he is right now? Like, why,
that number is nowhere like, near 40.
Why are we paying Kuminga for what he might be? We've seen him play 3 years. Maybe the Warriors feel like, you know what? He's really good, but he's never going to be a $40, $45 million player. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. All I'm saying is...
So Jordan Poole proved it that year when he balled out, when he got his contract, that he was a $25 million player?
I think they were a different team then, with a different future and a different mindset. I think right now, this in the Joe Lacob era is the most cost-conscious they've ever been. And they have to be, because they're not as good anymore. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking Jonathan Kuminga, Brandon Pajemski. Is there anybody out there that believes other teams may want Pajemski more than Kuminga? Is there anybody out there that believes, I think the Warriors would rather hold on to Pajemski because they're scared of, not scared, but because they're not sure of what Kuminga's going to turn into.
And if you think, who on the Warriors is untouchable? Giants and Niners, Donnie. Like, again, I only have Curry under that column of untouchable, and I don't think that bodes well. Like, if I just came down from Mars and I said, let me see a list of who's untouchable for the Warriors, and whatever team it was only had one player, I wouldn't be shocked with the follow-up being that team didn't make the playoffs. You know what I mean? Like, that matches. You would want your team to have three or four untouchables.
Ideally. The Warriors did when they were champions.
Well that, man.
I mean, I don't think the Warriors would give Kuminga 5 years like Cunningham, but, I mean, the number... I mean, 4 for 160? 4 for 180? Is that what we're looking at?
I think it's just about not when. If, it's when.
See, if
the 4 for 180, Stoney.
I'd play hardball with that then. I would. 4 for 180 with Kuminga.
Yeah.
I got to play hardball. I have to. I have to. I'd have to say not now, Jonathan. You got to go. Listen.
What's his biggest to-do list? What do you need to see more from Kuminga? Like, what's the I mean, know there's
you're
multiple.
Hate this. His defense off the ball is awful.
Wow.
He's not a particularly good passer. He hasn't developed a three-point shot yet. He doesn't rebound. And then lastly, I'm not crazy about his basketball IQ.
Man.
And then lastly, if you're going to make $40, $45 million, can he make teammates better?
Well, that's a hell of a list, Donnie.
Just telling you what I think.
No, I'm just, man, I don't know if you could get all that in one off season, but listening to Lacob a couple days ago, he said a lot of dudes have been taking advantage of the summer, so we'll see, but damn.
888-957-9570 is the number. 510 on the Xfinity mobile text line for Kuminga, $40 million a year is high. But that's the going rate. It's not about right or wrong. It is what it is. Yep, that may very well be what the Warriors end up thinking. I don't. Oh boy, that's a tough decision for me to give him that much money. So yeah. Anyway, let's go to Tim. Tim's in Raleigh, North Carolina. What's up, Tim? How you doing, man?
What's up, fellas? Fellas, this is a borderline disgrace. What's going on?
Oh,
I mean, fellas, listen.
Yeah.
So 2 years, 2 years ago, Wiggins goes out, Kuminga comes in. You literally win games. Let's rewind the clock. Go back. You win games for the way he performs, right? Last year, let's rewind the clock. The kid was out of the rotation against Portland, out of it, right? Kerr goes to him. They not only win that game because of him, they have won multiple games because of him. Like, it's no question about it. He averages 20 from the rest of the year, right? A skilled player, very skilled, left hand, right hand, can score all three levels, jump shot, mid-range, to the basket. And listen to what we say. Yeah, is there 2 to 3 teams that probably want Pajemski more? Absolutely, right? Doesn't surprise me. But listen to the hypocritical talk you guys are saying. Cade Cunningham, Scottie Barnes, These guys got numbers like crazy because of opportunity. Listen how emphatic you are that they are so better than him. We talk about winning basketball, and we got a guy that just got 240 for a team that broke the record for amount of losses in a season. But you guys are just so emphatic on how good they are. But our guy who doesn't get that same playing time, they are way better than you, way better than him. But what impact of winning have they had? Nothing. No impact on winning. But now, the kid has no IQ. I've seen great passes left, right hand on the court. The kid does have a 3-point shot. I see a 33% shooter from three that's probably going to be better this year. Everybody else is, I'll say it to you now, I say it to you in the past. And, Guru, I love what you're saying, but saying all that stuff about his athleticism takes away.
I just said, and they're telling me on the YouTube chat, not to cut you off, everything you just said about Kuminga, I just said. So when you say both of us, it's not both of us. I just said you put JK on another system, he would put up those numbers.
I agree with you. Yeah. What I'm saying is, whenever we talk about how good athletically he is, nobody gives him credit that he could play a great floor game. Mm. Listen how Steiny just said he had no IQ.
I said low.
And he does have a low IQ because he picked up the game late. He'll get smarter. Let me put it this way. I knew this was going to happen. That's fine.
I'm
looking at this website, SpoTrack, and they do a lot of salary stuff, right? So they're breaking down, Cade Cunningham got $200 million, whatever. And under Jonathan Kuminga, they have a projection.
SpoTrack.
4 years, $108 million. Ooh. $27 million a year. You know what? I'll do that if I'm the Warriors. You can have that contract tomorrow. That one I'll do.
Would Kuminga be happy?
That's up to Kuminga.
I don't think that gets it done, Steiny.
And I'm not paying him $160 to $180 right now.
I think what ticked the collar off too, Steiny, is this. Lucas sent us something. We'll get on it on the break about what's going on with Utah and marketing. But Steiny, the Pods thing that I could, if I'm Kuminga, I'm not, and it's nothing against Pods. He's not doing this. He played. That's where I'm like, man, that is night and day. We're talking about Kuminga. You know what I mean? Just on the basketball court right now, Kuminga and Pods are totally different. Now, impact is different, but as far as what they could be, oh my gosh.
I'm looking at, and I remember saying this, when did the Warriors have JaVale McGee? Like 7 years ago? Anyway, there was a point during their careers when JaVale McGee was playing for the minimum with the Warriors. He was making like $2 million. Yeah. And Rudy Gobert was making $25 million. And the way I look at it is, well, Rudy Gobert's not 12 times better than JaVale McGee. I'd rather have JaVale McGee at $2 million than Rudy Gobert at 25.
2016, yeah.
And I would rather have Brandon Podziemski at $5 million than Jonathan Kuminga at $40
million. Right now.
And that's what I mean. Just because I don't want to sign Kuminga for $40 million this year, maybe I'll sign him for $40-plus million next year. I will, but
the confidence level.
I can't.
Yeah.
I think he's got too many holes in his game to be a $40, $45 million player right now.
That list you gave, damn.
What?
I said, what's on the to-do list? What's at the top? But you kept going, itemizing. And to be a complete basketball player, you got to work on everything. But I do wonder, and you're going to throw something at me, Steiny, I do wonder how this system is predicated on guys that have been here, icons like Dre and Steph, and it not going through JK, how much more difficult it's making on, no excuses on JK to get that stuff down. If you catch my drift, he'll never step on the court where it's about, I can do this and that. He's got to go through, I'm the third or fourth fiddle.
So you, like, but he's on a team with Curry.
And right. Like Cunningham's not, Barnes is not, and but you're but so you know, what? Kuminga averaged 22 a game over 36 minutes last year, so it's like I'm not sitting here saying, well, Barnes is better because of his numbers. No, Barnes is better because he's played more in his 3 years, and yes, he had an opportunity to get better numbers. But Barnes is a much more polished player. Yeah. Austin in San Jose.
Our guy.
What's going on, Austin? How you doing?
Hey, man, that brother ahead of me, man, he was serious. He was bringing it, man. I feel like, I don't know, I can follow that. But
Austin, before you start, I don't know where you're at on Kuminga like him, because he loves him some Kuminga.
Well, I go way back with Kuminga, man. I was one of the defendants of Kuminga way back when JD was on, and he couldn't stand the guy for whatever reason. But, JK is still the guy. I just want to go back to the marketing part of it, though. He's worth whatever the market says he's worth, man. Mm. I mean, you know, we don't get to decide whether we like to pay a guy 30, 40. You know, really, that's all a good conversation. But, ticket prices don't change whether we pay him or not. So if JK gets his chicken, I'm not going to complain. The one thing I am concerned about, though, Guru, is kind of where you were going, though. If we look at Pods, and we got nothing against Pods, but I look at Pods and what he's done over the last year or two, which is great. But he's a very flawed player. I mean, he's limited in terms of what I think he's going to be. I mean, he fits into this Kerr system pretty well. Kerr tends to like guys to run his system. He's found a way to make the coach happy. He plays good defense. Hey, the guy has got irrational confidence, which, you know, I cannot, say anything bad about. But to start talking about him in the same context as Johnson Kuminga is a little crazy to me. I just think we got to be a little careful. We start talking about IQ. That triggers me and makes me twitch a little bit. So I think we got to be careful about talking about IQ when it comes to basketball. I don't know that anybody's been able to quantify that. So that sounds really kind of
racial undertones, is what you're saying.
I just don't like it triggers people. But the real question is the value of Kuminga and Pod. So if outside of Warrior Land, I want to know what the value on a trade or whatever is of JK versus Pods, because that's what matters. It's an asset. It's an asset, guys.
Right.
It's not about, hey, we love the guy, we hate him. That's fine. But the real issue for a basketball player on any team is, what is the value? What do you have any asset value? What I'm worried about, Steiny, is that we keep telling ourselves that JK has all this value, he's untouchable, all this stuff. But then when it comes to win, what happens if his value goes down? And we've seen that happen. When we hold on to a guy too long, all of a sudden he loses value. I want to make sure that we move, either play the guy now or move him for somebody that can really help us win now. So to me, it's all about where Dunleavy's got to figure out is, at what point do I either use this guy on the team now or we trade him for value somewhere else? That's where the real genius of the GM job comes in my opinion, guys. Right. That's all I got. I'll keep listening. Yeah.
And that Kuminga is playing right now. I was going to say that to Austin.
That's the thing. Nobody's saying Pods is better than Kuminga.
No, I get it.
But what I'm saying is, I think there's teams out there that say we don't have interest in Kuminga. Why not? Because he's due a contract extension.
Or we already
have one. Plain and simple.
We already have one.
Like if the Warriors are having, and I don't know that they are, but if the Warriors are having trouble deciding whether or not to pay Kuminga 35, 40, or 50, what's another team that hasn't even seen him for 3 years better feel like we want to get Kuminga and we're paying him because we think he could be part of our future? I think there are teams out there that say we like Kuminga a lot, but we don't know if we can pay him that kind of money. 888-957-9570 is the number. And yeah, I mean, contracts are a huge part of this discussion. Pods doesn't make any money, and Kuminga is set to make 10 times more than Pods. What's coming up? 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump into the conversation and let us know how you feel. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. This week is all jacked up on 95.7 The Game, presented by Jack's Restaurant and Bar.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.